savor the moments, whether it's with my family, my friends, making a meal with Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, just live in the moment and don't miss out.
She's been a featured speaker at women's conferences around the world. She's written 3 books, and she's even had several hit songs like this one, Sunny Days.
And I love sunny days. Feel the warmth of the rain shining down on my face. Yeah, I love sunny days.
Today on the podcast, we're inviting you to pull up a seat at our table for a family dinner with Tammy Trent. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, are you ready for some girl time with Tammy?
Oh, I always love the girl time. I've been looking forward to this all week, of course.
Well, let's get this dinner party started. Tammy Trent, we are thrilled to have you with us.
Gosh, guys, I'm so excited to have this time with you. I'm just a little bit sad that you're not making me dinner, that I had to make my own dinner. But, you know, it's okay. It's kind of the times we're living in.
Tammy, I've actually never had the pleasure of meeting you in person, but every time I see a picture of you and your girlfriends riding in your convertible or hanging out by your pool, I think, I want to be in Tammy's girl gang.
Allison, first of all, I cannot believe we've never met. And I think that comes from that feeling of, you know, following each other on social media. I mean, there's good and bad about it, but I think the positive for me is that I feel so connected, like in this case, to people I've never met, because I felt like I met you and I feel like I know you by following your story, following your children, you and your husband and the moves you've made. I mean, you are one of the most amazing creative mothers I have ever seen on Instagram. I'm always like, this girl blows my mind, the things she thinks of and the things they do with her kids. Like, I want her to be my mom right now.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, Jim never says nice stuff like that to me.
Well, I want to be a mom like you, too. My first Tammy sighting was when I worked at WCIE at Carpenter's Own Church.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were having a staff meeting, and everything was nice and calm. We were getting things done like we always do, of course. And then all of a sudden, this blonde head pokes into the door and says, "Hey, everybody, I just, you know, thanks for playing my song," or something like that. And we're like, "What the heck was that?" And they go, "Hey, that was Tammy Trent." I never did see her because my back was to the door, but
wow,
that was my Tammy almost sighting.
You know, Jim, it's so funny because I can almost remember that time stopping in WCIE. And I do remember being in that area. I think it was around the time I was hopping in my car, sort of traveling all over and flying all over to meet every radio station that I could meet. It was early on in my music career, which my first record came out in 1995. And I was on a large independent label at the time, but I had a song, "Your Love Is For Always," that was going up the charts on Christian hit radio. And I just thought, I don't even know these people. They don't know me. Why don't I put my own money into this, and I will go all around the country and meet as many people as I can. And I think that was one of those times that I kind of jumped in and kind of ducked my head into any place that would open up a door for me and just said, "Hi, I'm Tammy. Thank you so much for playing my music." Some stations weren't playing it yet, and it gave me a chance to say, "Hi, I hope there's something on my album that you could play someday. I hope it fits your format. But if not, it's just a pleasure to meet you and thank you for what you do." And it's amazing to me all these years later, 25 years later in my ministry, to see how, you know, God allowed me to build that foundation, especially just like in friendships. You know, I think of some of these radio people that I still know today, and I just feel like, you know, we're great friends. They may or may not be spinning your track still, but it, like, that doesn't matter to me anymore. Like, relationships matter to me more than anything. I don't have any other agenda at this season in my life as I'm getting older, and just thankful for the place and seasons that I'm in and the platform God gives me. It's just, I'm grateful for it. But I remember those days, and I think it's just a testament with anything we do in life to continue to keep building relationships with people that God brings in your life.
Do you remember the back of my head then?
You know what? I think you were gray back then too.
Yes,
how?
He was.
Ouch.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Oh. Well, you really do seem to enjoy life to the fullest, Tammy. Where does that desire come from?
Gosh, Allison, you know, I think, first of all, I must say that I'm grateful for that DNA that's kind of just been in me since I was a little girl. I've loved adventure. I've always loved life. I've loved my friendships, and I pour into people, and I'm grateful when they pour back into me, and I nurture that stuff. And I think when I get around my tribe, my group of girls, especially that God has blessed me with, I love the adventure together. And I've just always been the girl that's quick to laugh, to quick to find the fun in something. And I've always been like that. And I'm grateful for it now, especially all these years later, when I've walked through some of the darkest times of my life, knowing that I needed to be a girl that would fight for life, that would fight for fun, that would fight to keep moving, and would fight for love in a different way. It looks different to me now today, but I'm grateful that God made me the way that I am, because it's really helped bring me back to life again.
I hate to admit it, but I've spent hours watching Tammy and Anita on their little videos. I think you did it on Facebook, where you just stare at the screen and I laugh my face off. It's embarrassing because I don't know what's funny about it, but
it's embarrassing.
Hilarious.
Anita. Okay. So, my husband went to heaven in a tragic scuba diving accident in September 11th of 2001. We were on a mission trip, and my whole world changed. Everything changed at that time in my life. And I think I was on my like fourth album at the time with Sparrow Records. Things were going great. We were traveling, all over the place. And then my whole world changed in a minute's time, a second's time. And I came back from Jamaica, and I had no idea what it would look like to put my life back together again. I had no idea if I would ever travel again, if I would ever write music again. I just felt so broken and so lost. And I remember asking God, I went through anger times and a lot of different things I had to sort through. So I wasn't angry having this conversation with him, but I just said, look, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with my life right now, but I have nothing to give on a platform. I don't feel like singing. I don't want to write a song. I don't want to I don't want to be in front of people right now. So just give me a year to heal, God. I don't even know what healing like this looks like. I don't even know how to navigate through this kind of healing. And, but I said, give me a year. And when the year is up, then I'll be faithful. I'll do everything I can to fight to be faithful to you, wherever you want to take me with my story and with my life. And a year came up, Women of Faith called and said, would you come and would you travel with us? And I took off on an adventure with Women of Faith for 4 years, but I needed help. And Anita walked into my life that first year that I took off the platform just to heal. She was a friend that was working on my website with Trent, my husband at the time. I'd never really met her, didn't know her well, but she was one of those girls that said, look, I'm your friend. I'll be here for you, whatever you need. And I just kind of dove in and I accepted that friendship, that offer, that care, that heart. And we just began to build a great friendship. And then when Women of Faith came up, I said, look, I don't need a record company. I don't need a manager. I don't need a booking agent. I just need a friend to go on the road with me and do life with me right now. Mostly just to laugh with me and have fun. I want to have fun. I miss the fun with my husband doing this with him. And so we took off and did Women of Faith for 4 years together. And we just took that time and built an incredible friendship. We're really like sisters. We're real deep in our friendship where we can say anything to each other and know, like, look, you know, I love you no matter what, but you're getting on my nerves and you need to leave my house now. So, I mean, we basically have lived through the ups and the downs, and she has just become truly one of my very best friends. And now she has worked for me for, I believe, 17 years in ministry together as we've traveled the world together. But she also works in my home office and takes care of absolutely everything concerning me. And I'm so very blessed to have her in my life for sure.
Man, everybody needs an Anita.
Yes, we do. She's one of those girls that laughs and giggles at everything too. So honestly, she's the best friend I've ever had, because I can do anything and sound so dumb. And she's like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, and that's why you're my best friend.
Oh, I love that. I think it's pretty incredible, you know, how you've shared your story with so many millions of people around the world. I mean, that was your life. What do you hope people take away from your story?
Goodness, Allison, I think that's a great question. Sometimes I'm not even sure how to answer that, because I feel like many times, I don't know, everybody takes something different away. So instead of me having an agenda like, man, I just hope they latch onto this, or I hope they latch onto that, and, you know, and it affects or changes their outlook on life or helps them in their own circumstances. I think my biggest thing for me is that I just tell myself, Tammy, just show up wherever God opens up a door, whether it's in your neighborhood, whether it's at the grocery store, if it's on a platform, off of a platform, just keep showing up, because God will keep giving you opportunities. He will keep giving me assignments, and He has. And I look for those things. And so I just think, you know, I feel like I hope that I have learned to give my pain purpose, and that I've not been afraid to share the hope that I have in Jesus, who has put my life back together again. And I'm always so grateful when I leave an event, when I leave the grocery store, when I have a moment with a neighbor, and I just feel like God showed up. Like, it wasn't even a moment about me, but God used me in that moment. How amazing, what an incredible feeling to think that God would trust me enough to do something with the story that He's placed in my life. I have hated the story most of the time. I've gone through so much grief, and I've gone through so much healing. I've kicked a little, I've screamed a little, I've shouted. I have had good days, I've had bad days, but at the end of the day, I can ultimately say God has healed my life, and I'm so grateful for it. Even in the pain, I've learned that when I feel numb, I can never interpret that as God's absence in my life. And that might be one huge nugget I would leave with somebody, whether I, you know, I'm on a platform or in my neighborhood on the street. Just like, we all feel numb. We've all felt lost. We've all felt broken. We've all wondered where God is. We've all wondered where, you know, where He's gone, if He's still listening. But even in our numbness, we can never interpret that as His absence in our life.
I've thought about this a lot recently for some reason, and I think everyone's struggled with it who's done anything. But do you struggle anytime with that, like what they call the imposter syndrome, where you think, you know, how in the world is God using me? I mean, I'm just a girl who's going through a valley.
Wow. I mean, I think, you know, I think that hit me when my first book came out, when we wrote Learning to Breathe Again. And I think, Jim, I actually felt during that time, like, who really cares about my story? Like, we all have a story. What's so great about me having a story and writing a book, and who's really gonna care about the book or be impacted by it? But it's, I definitely felt that kind of stuff, almost like, you know, I don't know. I just didn't want to take, you know, advantage of an opportunity. And I actually didn't look for it when I was touring with Women of Faith. A publisher from Thomas Nelson, who owned Women of Faith, came to me and said, we would love to write your story in a book. And I remember the first feeling I had was, oh my goodness, my love story will be in a book form. Like, I will always have this in a form of a book. Absolutely. And so I initially said, let's do it, because I just selfishly wanted my love story forever in a book. And then to think that somebody would gain anything from my story, that I could help anybody in any way, that kind of blew past me. I didn't know that I would be able to do that. But it's funny to me that all these years later, I'm telling you right now, I got an email yesterday. I have to put new windows in my home this summer, and I'm dreading it. But the guy that came to my home ended up being a believer, and we talked about the things of God. I told him about Trent. We both actually cried a little bit. It was like the sweetest time. And he's like, man, I'm so excited to even just be able to talk to the Lord on the job. And I said, I know, I love that God's been faithful. And I said, look, before you leave, let me give you my book. I don't know if you and your wife are readers. I'll give you my book and my music. And he left with it. And what did I say, last night or the night before, I got an email from his wife, Tammy, I'm Chuck's wife, the window guy. She's like, I want to tell you, I just read your book over the weekend, and I need to tell you how much this has meant to me. I was widowed when I was 22 years old. I had an 8-month-old baby, and I was 6 weeks pregnant, and I was widowed. And she said, I have carried around so much grief all of these years. And she's in her 50s now. So imagine all this time that I've never dealt with, she said. And, you know, a lot of abuse as a child, and just a lot of hurt there. And I've just suppressed all of it because I had to raise these two kids. And she said, you just don't know what leadership has meant to me. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like all these years later, I'm so amazed that God would still use parts of my life to help bring healing to somebody. When he does that, it's just, it brings continued healing to my own life and reminds me that God wastes nothing. No matter what you're going through today in your own story, in your own struggle, in your own questioning, God will waste nothing. You've got to look for opportunities, whether you write a book or not. There are opportunities all around us to share the love that we have in Jesus, the relationship we have, and the hope we ultimately have in Christ.
I absolutely love and am inspired by the way that you just allow God to use you in any way, even with the window guy that comes to your house during a quarantine, I might add, when, you know, our relationships and encounters are very limited these days, but yet you're still able to be used in such a powerful way. That's so beautiful.
I know. It was really cool. We didn't handshake. He was like across the room looking at my windows, but he walked out the door, Allison, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, God, thank you for this setup for me. It's also a blessing to me. And I told him, I said, you know, I don't want to sound overly spiritual, but every time I open my door at any time, I think about the people walking in my home. And I said, if I had a choice, I would love to know that godly people were doing work in my home. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but in this moment, I'm so grateful for it. And I love that, Allison, because I also see how God is taking care of me, even all these years later, as a widowed woman. He continues to, number one, provide for me and take care of me and put setups all around me, like this man who's going to be a blessing in my life, but God turned it to be a blessing in his wife's life that ultimately, hopefully, will bless him as well. God amazes me. I live an amazed life. When you talked about the fun, and I choose to live amazed. I don't want to live in my past. I don't want to even live too far in my future. My future's secure. So I don't have to spend so much time thinking about, oh, what's tomorrow, 4 years from now, where will I be? I want to live in the moment. I am a girl that chooses to live in the moment and savor the moments, whether it's with my family, my friends, making a meal with Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, just live in the moment and don't miss out.
I love that. How has quarantine been for you?
It's ridiculously stupid. You know, everything I do is obviously about gatherings, and it's a lot of people. And so it's affected me quite a bit because everything has been postponed or canceled. Or, you know, I even had a festival I have to do in Michigan, Unity Fest, and was taking my band and everything in August. And that's been completely postponed an entire year. So that's not happening till 2021. I've had a couple events with like Jennifer Rothschild's. We had a huge event in Chattanooga, sold out, about 1,500 women in April. And we have now moved that to August. But the question now is, will that even be on in August? You know, so everything I do is about gatherings. And I've got some September events also calling, going, gosh, should we move it? What should we do? And, you know, a lot of it, we're day to day. All of us are day to day. We can't answer a whole lot of questions, but financially, of course, it's affected everything that I do. And so I've had to sit back and be wise. And yet I've also watched God provide for me in ways that I never saw. It's been a time to reset for me, to look at what's really important. And to be honest with you, I've taken care of a ton of home projects. So in that sense, I look at, okay, what do I have? How can I take this time that God's given the entire world to like slow down and to reset? And I know it's affected us all emotionally and mentally, and it has me as well. But I think, you know, I've done really good with sort of getting out, walking in the neighborhood. Our parks were open for a long time, and I'd get in my car and just walk by myself, you know, through the parks or wherever, just to mentally stay stable and insane, not insane, but sane.
We definitely don't want you to go insane. We also don't want you to go away. This has just been the appetizer. When we come back, we'll dive into the main course of our socially distant dinner party with Tammy Trent. Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfilapodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You've got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
Welcome back to our Chick-fil-A dinner party, one of my favorite things, where our guest of honor is author, singer, and speaker, Tammy Trent.
Thank you for having me for dinner.
We are so excited. I know dinner parties are looking different these days. And I know, Tammy, that you're a social butterfly. So this must have been a really difficult time for you.
Yeah. You know, when all of, like, the movie theater closed down, I sobbed for a day. And, oh. You know, no, I did not. But I wanted to. In my heart, I was crying. But, you know, all of the restaurants were closed down, like everything. You're right. It was just like, oh my gosh, like you're right. I am a social girl and I love hanging out in all the new places in Nashville. And when everything like shut down, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I have to tell you, there was something sort of fun about it in a way. I don't know if everybody wants to hear that quarantine was fun, but I kind of tried to look at it like, okay, like everything shut down. So nobody can do their hair. Nobody can get Botox. No one can do their nails. Like, it's like legit. We are all getting older together at the same time. And I was like, well, you can't go anywhere. So I'm going to like tune into Netflix and try to find some Netflix stuff. And I was trying to do home projects, but you know, I kind of found it fun in the sense that, you know, one day I'm going to look back at this. So I want to come out better, a better person than when I went into this. And I just thought, you know, I don't know how long it's for, but when have I ever been given the opportunity to do absolutely nothing? And I took advantage of it.
You aced it, it sounds like. Yes. Well, hopefully this will be one of the things you remember about this time, because we're doing a socially distant dinner party. Each of us has prepared a meal using one of Chick-fil-A's nightly nugget recipes. This is pretty cool. I don't know if you've heard about this, but pretty much since the start of quarantine, Chick-fil-A staff members have been sharing recipes that you can make at home using some ingredients that you can pick up in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yeah, some of the recipes include chicken strip, how do you say that? Taquitos?
Taquitos.
Then there's grilled chicken orzo, is that right?
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A Gordon Bleu. And Tammy, I'm guessing you chose something healthy like Chick-fil-A Brussels sprouts or something.
How did you just, oh my gosh, I totally have Brussels sprouts in my dish. Okay, so this is what I did. Anita sent me the link to all the things I could choose from. And I wanted to totally do the lettuce wrap ones because I love P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps. But I'm like, oh my gosh, there was like mint and basil and all this stuff I had to go buy, and which was no big deal. But I was like, then I'm going to be stuck with a bunch of mint and basil and all this extra stuff. So I'm like, maybe that one might be too complicated. So I'm like, let me look at a few other ones. Like, cause I wanted to also use stuff that I already had in my refrigerator. So I'm like that, you know, and that's most of us like parents at home. We're like, what do I have leftovers? What can I throw into this? What can I do with this? So that was my thought. So I had a sweet potato in the fridge. I had onion. I had cilantro. I had some rice in the pantry. And so today I thought, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the Chick-fil-A sheet pan, which is basically roasting a bunch of stuff on a sheet pan, like an olive oil, which is super easy. And you can kind of throw in whatever vegetables you have at home, or if you need to pick something up. So I went and worked out. Then I went to Kroger and I bought some Brussels sprouts because I didn't want to do the green peppers. And then I bought some rice, some butter and garlic rice. And then I went to Chick-fil-A. Now here's what happened. I went to Chick-fil-A and I said, look, I'm about to do a podcast for Chick-fil-A. I need some nuggets. How do I get nuggets? And how many do I need to get? And they're like, well, you could get the children's pack of 2 or 4 or 6. I'm like, no, baby, I need some real nuggets. So she then gave me a 12 pack. So I'm like, okay, I'll do a 12 pack of nuggets. She said, well, what would you like to drink? And I just said, gosh, I didn't even know I'd get a drink with it. So I was like, well, I'll just take a water with lemon. When I go through the drive-thru, the girl brings it to my car and she's like, here's your 12 pack of nuggets and your French fries and your whatever. And I was like, I did not order French fries. Like, I don't want to eat French fries because I got sweet potato at home. I didn't say anything though. So I started eating them in the car on the way home. So I'm like, what am I going to do with these French fries? I better eat them. So I get home and I had an idea like, okay, skip the sweet potato and just cut up the waffle fries and put them on the pan. So I made in the olive oil, I cut up my onion, cut up the Brussels sprouts, cut up the French fries, And then I put that on the oven at like 425 for maybe 15 minutes. And it totally browned up my Brussels sprouts. It was perfect. Now my French fries are a tiny bit crunchy, but I liked them like that. So then I put in my nuggets because I had to reheat them because I got them an hour before. So I reheated those for about 10 minutes. And then I added cilantro because I had some in the fridge and I'm like, man, I love how that like just makes everything taste fresh. And then I made some rice, the Uncle Ben's, 90 seconds in the microwave. It's so good. I got the butter garlic flavor. So I put that all in a bowl. And then I took my favorite Chick-fil-A sauce and I drizzled it all over the top of it. And I'm telling you, it is a load full of yummy right here in this bowl. But the French fries are a little crunchy. Probably wouldn't have ever done it with these French fries. And I highly do not recommend doing it with waffle fries, but I just threw it all in and it's delish.
I think what's really getting me though, it's that Chick-fil-A sauce. Like you can literally put that on anything. You can put that on drywall and eat it and it'd be good.
Well, I'm not an overachiever like Tammy.
Oh.
I follow all the rules. It's terrible. And as boring as that is, it still came out great. I did the Chick-fil-A flatbread. Anytime I hear flatbread, I'm all in.
And
basically, it's just pizza dough. Then you just cover it with the Chick-fil-A sauce. That's Ooh. Like in place of tomato sauce. And then you put some mozzarella on there, shredded mozzarella. And then chop up the chicken and the waffle fries, throw it in the oven. And it was fantastic. In fact, I already ate mine. My youngest daughter and I, we just swallowed it. It was that good.
Wait, Jim, they told you to put the waffle fries on the pizza?
Yeah, they said this is what Tammy would do. So
wow, I'm impressed that I went there and no, I thought it was going to be a dumb idea. So they tell you to put waffle fries on it. Okay, good. Then I don't feel so bad. Yummy. Yummy.
I'm just like you, Tammy. I looked at the ones that had the most ingredients that I already had in my kitchen because I didn't want to go to the grocery store. So I happen to have a lot of eggs. So I made the skillet kale crunch frittata. I had to borrow my neighbor's cast iron skillet because I'm not fancy enough to own one of those. But I haven't tried it yet. I'm holding a forkful right now, but I will say that the recipe, it calls for 8 Chick-fil-A nuggets chopped. But then when you read the instructions, it says grilled nuggets and I didn't get grilled because it didn't say grilled. So I made that a little different. And then I didn't have Swiss cheese, so I swapped out cheddar and I didn't have brown rice, so I used regular white rice. But other than that, I pretty much followed the instructions.
Well, try it. I want to know how it tastes to you.
All right, I'm trying it. Oh, yeah, that's good. I think my kids are going to love this, too.
Really? Yummy. Score. Sorry, I'm talking with my mouth full because, honestly, you guys, this is a really good little sheet pan dinner here.
Jim, I bet you wish you didn't scarf yours down already.
Yeah. Let me see. Which one of you live closer?
I know. I was like, how can I overnight you a few little pieces of rice.
That is so nice of you.
How about we give Tammy and I a chance to eat more of our food? When we come back, we're going to find out about something amazing happening in Tammy Trent's life in a segment we call Chick-fil-A.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you. Welcome back to our Chick-fil-A dinner party. Actually, everyone's still eating but me. I got hungry kind of early when I made mine, so I was full until I started hearing them eating, so now I'm hungry again, but they're not sharing. But that's okay. I'm used to that.
It's hard to share when you're socially distant.
Yeah, there's that.
There's that.
Now it's time for a segment we call Chick-fil-A, where we celebrate what's going great in your life over a Chick-fil-A beverage of choice. I like to think of this as the dessert in our family dinner with Tammy Trent. What are you guys drinking?
Yeah, you know, when I'm trying to be good, it's obviously water with lemon for me, but when I'm really dreaming and really want what I really want, it is definitely a milkshake from Chick-fil-A. And I will definitely treat myself to that every once in a while, probably just a couple times a year is all I can afford, because I eat donuts also and cookies and other things. So, but they have the most amazing milkshake. So let's just say I'm putting down an Oreo cookie milkshake.
Mmm, that's my favorite too.
Yummy, yes!
Jim, what are you drinking?
Well, I'm pretending to drink Arnold Palmer. I always like drinking that, but I'm drinking water. Chick-fil-A water.
And if you're listening to this episode during launch week, we have a special treat for you. Tammy is joining us in a giveaway of one of our exclusive Chick-fil-A tank tops. Just head to Tammy's Instagram at Tammy Trent to enter.
Okay, so Tammy, what are you celebrating these days?
You know, it's funny. When you asked me that, I was staring out the window with the biggest blank stare on my face going, what am I celebrating? Come on, think of something you're celebrating. You know, honestly, though, I'm grateful for this time, Jim and Allison. I really am. It's been such uncertain time, I know, for so many of us. Many have been scared. Many have been shaken. Many have lost their jobs. Many are wondering how they're going to, you know, buy groceries tomorrow. There's been so many different uncertain things day by day, and can be very scary for some people, especially the ones that struggle with worry and fear and anxiety. And I think the one thing that I would encourage people on before I talk about my excitement is just also, even in the uncertainty, we know that God is a certain God. Like, nothing shakes him. He's not surprised by anything. He's not unaware. He is very certain of everything that's happening in our world right now. And because of that, I think it gives me great hope and security. It steadies my world. You know, I'm grateful for the events that God gives me in ministry. And yet at the same time, I will have a total of about 6 or 7 months off the road. And so for me, I'm telling you, seriously, I look out my back window. I see my pool in the backyard. I get to open that up to my friends. You know, maybe I think we can gather with 10 people, something like that, pretty soon. So my phone is blowing up all the time. I just opened my pool up like 2 weeks ago, and my phone's blowing up with my friends going, oh, I can't wait to be in your backyard. I can't wait to come. And so I am right now excited about this summer that I get to have at home with my friends and with my family. I don't have to be on the road pouring out anything. This is a time where I'm asking God to pour into my life. Whatever that looks like, Jesus, open up my heart, open up my eyes. May I not be afraid of the unknown. May I be open to things that I'm unsure about when I know you're in it. So I honestly am excited to have the next few months to just be at home and to just even ask God, like, what do you have next for me? I don't exactly know what that is, guys. I don't know if it's writing a book, if it's putting out some new music. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm grateful for the events that I have coming up. I hope that they stick, because I know that God will always give me a timely word, especially for these women and these women's events. And we're all going to need a good word. I'm sure we're all going to need reassurance, and I'm sure we're all going to need a little dance and a little kick in our step and to keep fighting for life itself. So I'm excited for this time that I will get to prepare for what's next and what's to come in my life.
That really is such a great attitude to have throughout this. And man, I want that attitude too. Jim, how about you? What are you celebrating?
Well, mine's a little like Tammy's, which I guess is probably everybody right now. But after 30 years of radio, I decided to step away. Mm. I resigned, and a week into my 2-week notice, the whole world fell apart.
Wow!
I didn't realize I had that much pull, but pandemic hit, and all the projects I was going to work on just came to a standstill. My wife's business dropped 85%.
Wow.
But instead of panicking, I was like excited, which is really weird.
Yes.
No income and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've been able to, first of all, sleep past 2 a.m. So that was nice.
Yes.
But I finished putting together mostly my studio and office, and I still get up early around 5-ish, come down, and I spend more time with God than I probably ever have, except when I was Southeastern University.
Yeah.
But it's just like I'm very calm and very not worried.
Yeah.
Like something big is about to happen, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Because which means the fact that we're not in control makes me feel very confident that God's about to do something. So that's what I'm excited about.
I agree, Jim. Everything you said, I agree. There's a certain calming that I have felt in an unexplainable peace that I felt in all of this craziness.
Mm, yeah. How about you, Allison, other than working with me?
Yes.
Wow. You guys are really inspiring me today. My children just peeked their heads in and reminded me that I'm very thankful for them and celebrating that they are getting along and that their relationship is just, this has given them a lot of time to bond. We're planning a big summer road trip as a family, and I am super excited about that. And we just got a new car for the road trip, a massive SUV. The crazy funny thing about that is that we were car shopping and we test drove one of these Hondas that we were looking at, and it just didn't feel like the right car. And the guy said, well, I have another one that's similar. And I went and looked in that, and it was an immaculate car, you guys. And I was just looking through all of the seats and the, looking all around to make sure that it didn't have anything wrong with it. And I looked in between the seats. And what did I find but a Chick-fil-A drink holder? And I immediately thought, this has got to be a sign.
Yes.
And what did you do? That was the car we ended up buying. So I just feel like it was meant to be.
That's awesome. I love when we get little winks from heaven like that. And you know what? It sounds like it's big enough that you can pick me up on the way on your vacation. I can go with you guys.
I totally could. I'm going through Nashville, and our first stop is St. Louis. So if you want to come, there's a third row just for you.
Yay, I'll take it.
Well, Tammy, I've thoroughly enjoyed this girl time, but these curlers have to come out of my hair, and I think my nails are dry. So it's time to move on.
Thank you, guys. I always love having an opportunity to chat with you and catch up. Allison, we do have to meet officially sometime, but between now and then, I will keep following you on Instagram, checking in on you.
And where can people connect with you?
You know what? Honestly, TammyTrent.com is my website, and you can connect everywhere there. You can even email me from TammyTrent.com. But Facebook is there. The links to Facebook, the link to Instagram. Instagram is probably my favorite place to post. I love my stories every day. I probably laugh at myself more than anyone laughs at me. But that's at Tammy Trent. And, I'd rather just be a real girl living a real life and the ups and the downs, letting people see all those parts of my life. I think that's the stuff that's going to make the biggest impact on the world is somebody who's following Jesus, but living the most authentic life you can. I think that's attractive to the world. And I think that's the greatest place that I've learned to live in that space of just like, here's my life. Here's all the pieces of it, the good and the bad. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all wrapped around my relationship with Jesus.
Amazing. And you'll definitely want to head to Tammy's Instagram to enter to win that cute tank top we told you about. Thanks again, Tammy. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. We'd also love to connect on Instagram. We're at Chick-fil-A Podcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.